November 20, the glories of the heavenly world. Since the beginning of the world, men have not seen nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Isaiah 64:4. Many have longed to penetrate into the glories of the future world, and to have the secrets of eternal mysteries disclosed to them, but they knock in vain. That which is revealed is for us and for our children. The great revealer hath opened to our intelligence many things that are essential in order that we may understand the heavenly attractions and have respect to the recompense of the reward. The unfoldings of Jesus in reference to heavenly things are of a character that only the spiritual mind can appreciate. The imagination may summon its utmost powers in order to picture the glories of heaven, but eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. The heavenly intelligences are all around us. Angels of light create a heavenly atmosphere about the soul, lifting us toward the unseen and eternal. We cannot behold their forms with our natural sight. Only by the spiritual vision can we discern heavenly things. Our human powers would be extinguished by the inexpressible glory of the angels of light. The spiritual ear alone can distinguish the harmony of heavenly voices. It is not Christ's plan to excite the emotions by brilliant descriptions. He has with sufficient distinctness presented himself the way, the truth, and the life as the only means whereby salvation is to be obtained. No more than this is really required. He might bring the human soul to the threshold of heaven and through the open door show us its inner glory flooding the heavenly sanctuary and shining out through its portals. But we must behold it by faith, not with the natural eyes. He does not forget that we are his human agents to work the works of God in a world all seared and marred with this sick curse. It is in this world that is clothed with moral darkness like the pall of death, where darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people, that we are to walk in the light of heaven.